Thank you, Ben and Rachel. I don't know why you don't just come up here and talk for me. I want to just tell everybody that Ben and I have not shared anything about our testament, and you will find a lot of the same. It's amazing. It is. Mine put together a lot shorter, which I just want everybody to know that as you hear me, remember what Ben said, because I was right in it, the same thing. First thing, I want to thank the brother back there that picked song number 860, Lead Me On. That was a blessing for me. It was a struggle for me this morning to realize that what I'm doing here today. Am I right? Am I doing this for the right glory to God? And I have peace. And then also I was thinking of David Keniston. I'll never forget, David, how you stood up here and you said, I'm trembling. David, I'm trembling a lot more than you were. Believe me. Before I start, I just want to let everybody know, thank you for your prayers. I want to put all my heart into this today. Thank you. Growing up through my younger years, I didn't know how to love God. I never learned how to pray from my heart. When I was 16 years old, I started running with the young folks. I tried to be a good person, but was living in a lot of sin. I believed that there was a God, but never let him enter into my heart. When I was about 18 years old, I traveled to Ohio with a born-again Christian. Before we left and during the trip, he would pray from his heart, and I thought there was something wrong with him. And I just tell you, about 2 weeks ago, I was going up the road, and I thought about this. And I thought I knew where he lived, but I wasn't sure, and I happened to be right close to his place when I thought about it. And I asked one person where he lives, and I put right to him, he's an old man. He's an old man, can't walk, his mind is not perfect. He knew me. And we talked. By the time I was 20 years old, I wanted to get married and had to get baptized, just like you heard before. I never really felt that this was a believer's baptismal because I didn't willingly do it from my heart. My heart was somewhere else. I had other things in mind. At 21 years old, I got married and would try to be somebody good. That's what I wanted to be, somebody good. Kind and loving, but there was a lot of times I had a lot of bitterness, jealousness, anger, feeling towards people, a lot of sin. And I could go on and on and on. I'm just going to mention a few and just imagine it just goes on. Smoking, drinking, gambling, lust, lying, bad language, gossiping, and so on and so on. Just, that's old things. It just goes on and on and on. In January of 07, I started struggling with a lot of different experiences. I couldn't go anymore. Finally, I came to the end of myself and started asking God for help. He was trying to speak to me, but I was not listening. I would always close my ears on him. I know of a few things that happened throughout the years that he was trying to wake me up, but I would put it under the carpet and go on. Now I told him I would listen, and I did. I was ready to open up. The next night, I had a dream that there was an angel at my window trying to get my attention. When I woke up, I thought I was dying. I used to hear about people having dreams about seeing angels. I woke up, I was sweating, my heart was thumping, and I just said, I'm having a heart attack. I almost woke my wife to tell her to call the ambulance, but I laid back down and I started thinking, what's going on? That's when I really let God speak to me. The next day at work, I shared it with a Christian co-worker, and he asked me if I read the Bible. I said, yeah, but I don't understand it. And he advised me to start going to a Bible study. Well, no, I can't do that. So I'll get persecuted for that. Well, he said, well, You start thinking about it. Well, I did. Anyhow, I went to one of the brothers, and he led me right through it. We just talked and talked. 2 days later, we went out one evening, and we invited another brother, and I feel that's the evening I was born again. He started asking me questions, and, you know, I started seeing my sins, and he led me right through on how God will forgive you your sins. I didn't know that. I was never taught that kind of stuff. So that's the evening I believe that I was really born again. I know one thing. By the time I came home, I knew how to pray. That's one thing. So, at that point, if you don't mind, I want to read some scriptures. Psalm 34 is something that I feel leads right to this. I'm going to start at verse 4, but the theme of this is God pays attention to those who call on Him. Whether God offers escape from trouble or helps in times of trouble, we can be certain that He always hears and acts on behalf of those who love Him. That's what happened. I just started loving Him. So start at verse 4. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. A taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. O fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. I tell you, that it really has been something that I meditated on. So then at the leadership seminar, I responded to the altar call, and that's when I repented from things that I had a hard time dealing with. There was a lot of things happening in my life right at that time. A lot of struggle. Praise God for the brothers that counseled me through that. After that, I felt a big change in my spiritual life. After that, when things came up, I had a different way of dealing with them. Now I realized more that there's a way of dealing it. Sharing with brothers was one thing that definitely was an answer. And, of course, praying, talking to God and all that. I like to spend more time with the Lord instead of being my old self. I find it a big help to look upon the Lord for guidance instead of trying to be my old self. I thank God and all my brothers and sisters in Christ that helped me through all the struggles that I have experienced. And again, I went through it a couple of times. I just want to thank everyone. If there's anybody here that sees something in my life that's not of God, please come and speak to me in love. And remember, in love is the important thing. I have experienced people coming and speaking to me out of love. And that's not a good thing. I have a desire to be baptized because I repented and believe that Jesus is my Savior and Lord. Now, if I can read Psalms 18 yet. Psalms 18, I'm going to start at verse 32. And the theme of this one is gratitude for deliverance and victory. The only sure way to be delivered from surrounding evil is to call upon God for help and strength. Answered my question right there. Verse 32, it says, it is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to make a war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You also have given me the yield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed with me strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideout. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Thank you. Praise God.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of his word. To return to the main menu, press 0. You may leave us a message by pressing 099. Or if you'd rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Moe's, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 088. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 077. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.